Got up at 4:30 to be here at 5 a.m. like everybody else in this line to pay my respects to Pope Francis, thank him for so much that he's done for the church. I mean, for me personally as a Catholic.
So many people line up to see Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica that the Vatican kept the doors open all night, and that flow continues at this hour. CBS News reporter Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome, and we have heard from so many people from so many different nations who have wanted to pay their final respects to the Pope.
That's absolutely right. There are people from all over the world who are paying their last, their final respects to Pope Francis, but also people from different faiths. This was a pope that was loved by many around the world. He was really a people's pope, and he showed that right to the very end when on Easter Sunday he decided to take a ride in his pope mobile around the square and touch some of the children as he normally did. So this is a pope who was really loved across the board, not only by Italians, by foreigners, and by people of different faiths.
Sabina, one of the things that I think stands out to people is when you picture in your mind a pope's funeral, you picture a very ornate ceremony and an elaborate casket, but that's not the case with this pope.
No, this pope has chosen and changed some of the rules. He wanted something much more simple. In fact, he is lying in a very simple wooden coffin inside St. Peter's Basilica. He is dressed in a red liturgical vestment, and in his hands he's holding a rosary, but it's very different from how it used to be for other popes. Also, he has chosen to be buried not inside the Vatican grottos or inside Vatican's basilica, but in the church, the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which is near the train station, the main railway station in Rome. And he will, again, it will be a simple tomb, but he wanted to be there right next to the favorite icon of the Virgin Mary that he often went to pray to before he would travel. Also, when he used to come back from his travels, he used to go to St. Mary Major.
Have you heard from, or has there been a big turnout from his native land?
Oh, yes. There's plenty of Argentinians in this country. For sure, there are many, not just Argentinians. They're really from all of Latin America. But again, I wouldn't just focus on Latin America. There are people, tourists, pilgrims, faithful from all over the world. And as I said, of different faiths. People are lining up, and the line goes on not only across St. Peter's Square, but further down into Via della Conciliazione, which is the main drag leading up to the square. And people are lining up for hours. I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6 hours. Someone told me they stood in line for 8 hours. And that's why the Vatican decided they couldn't close the Basilica at midnight last night and kept it open until 5:30, 6 o'clock this morning, and then closed for approximately an hour for cleaning and reopened the Basilica at 7 a.m. But, you know, there are really thousands of people that are lining up to see the Pope.
The choreography is on full display over the next couple of days ahead of Saturday's funeral. CBS reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Rome, thank you. It's 7:23 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.